After a 5-month search, Aspen's interim city manager, Sarah Ott, has been officially named the new city manager. She was the top choice out of a field of 64 candidates. I caught up with Ott by phone yesterday as she was walking through town. She says she came to Aspen as an assistant city manager in 2017, but it was a family decision.
My husband and I were looking for a lifestyle change for our young family. We felt that it was time to make sure our kids had an appreciation for the outdoors and felt that Aspen was a great place to help instill that value in them. One of the things that I particularly love about Aspen is their willingness to go the extra mile on things that address issues facing not only our community, but really our nation and world, like climate action. And being part of finding solutions that advance the conversation is important to me.
You were first the assistant city manager to Steve Barwick, who agreed to resign in January after 19 years in the city manager position, and then spent the past 9 months as interim city manager. So what was going through your head when you made that transition from assistant city manager to interim city manager?
You know, back in January and February during this time period, my focus was on ensuring the organization stayed focused on core services and that the services that were being provided were meeting needs and that we were doing a good job communicating. I think it's not any secret that was one of the reasons that City Council had some concerns with my predecessor. And I wanted to make sure right away we took some steps to address that and alleviate those concerns to the community.
So now that you're officially city manager, are the responsibilities any different from what you've been doing the past 9 months?
You know, I think one of the major changes is that as an interim city manager, you're maintaining core services. Now, as permanent city manager, it gives me an opportunity to look at the longer game and do long-term planning for our organization and for the community.
Are you wanting to change anything and do anything differently right off the bat?
No, I think it's really important to spend some time listening to people in town and hearing some of their views on how things are going. There's some things that I need to address quickly, and that includes the staffing in the city manager's office. We're down 3 full-time positions, and I feel that every day.
Kind of now being able to change some things and mix some things up and look at the long-term strategy, what are you most excited for?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to continue to work on policy around housing and the production of new affordable housing here in the community. We've put a lot of effort this year into moving that forward with Burlingame Phase 3. And with the lumberyard and getting the Aspen Housing Partnership 45 units under construction. I'm also hopeful and excited about the conversation around child care, particularly early childhood education in our community. There is significant pent-up demand for quality care, and that's affecting our community. And us opening up more options through the Kids First Fund, I think, is an important step forward towards helping stabilize some of the issues affecting our workforce.
So with all of those things that you want to focus on, what do you think is going to be your first step as city manager?
The direction comes from City Council and our former government here. So even as city manager, I'm going to deliver what the council finds as the priorities, and they're working through that. They've provided direction in certain areas of what they think is most important and most critical to get done first. And that's really my obligation, is to mobilize the city's workforce to deliver on those for the community.
As Ott pointed out, she thinks her first duty as new Aspen city manager is to do a lot of listening. And she'll be doing just that this Saturday from 9 to noon at Aspen Farmers Market.